Yesterday we talked about the various trials we must endure in this life and how we are to look at Jesus, the perfecter of our faith, to look to his teaching and example in order to gain strength to overcome. Today's reading, continuing from the letter to the Hebrews, now goes on to explain one of the practical purposes for which God sends us various tribulations, that is, for our correction and admonition. The letter to the Hebrews says, "My son, neglect not the discipline of the Lord, neither be thou wearied whilst thou art rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Persevere under discipline. God dealeth with you as with his sons, for what son is there whom the Father doth not correct?" The letter is explaining that God is a good, or rather the best, of fathers. He loves us with an infinite love, and for this reason he corrects us by means of punishments. Would we consider an earthly father a good father if he never disciplined his children? No. That would be a sign that he really doesn't care for them, that he really doesn't love them at all. The letter to the Hebrews makes the same conclusion. "But if you be without chastisement, then you are bastards and not sons." In fact, St. Alphonsus teaches that the worst punishment that God can give to his wayward children in this life is not to punish them at all. By not punishing, there is little to no hope that they will amend their lives and be saved. This teaching can also be found in Scripture, in 2 Maccabees chapter 6, where the Jews are enduring a great trial by Antiochus and the occupiers of Jerusalem. The Scripture passage says, "Now I beseech those that shall read this book, that they be not shocked at these calamities, but that they consider the things that happened not as being for the destruction, but for the correction of our nation. For it is a token of great goodness when sinners are not suffered to go on in their ways for a long time, but are presently punished. For not as with other nations, whom the Lord patiently expecteth, that when the day of judgment shall come, he may punish them in the fullness of their sins, doth he also deal with us, so as to suffer our sins to come to their height and then take vengeance on us. And therefore he never withdraweth his mercy from us, but though he chastise his people with adversity, he forsaketh them not." The letter to the Hebrews goes on to encourage us, "Now all chastisement for the present indeed seemeth not to bring with it joy, but sorrow. But afterwards it will yield to them that are exercised by it the most peaceable fruit of justice." Fruit of justice, that's another way of saying holiness. Chastisements will help us to grow in holiness. "Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight steps with your feet, that no one halting may go out of the way, but rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God." If we want to see God, we must be made holy. May the Lord work this in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum est. Christus.